Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why oil prices are still so low. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted and Jed. We may take it for granted, but gas is only about 60 cents more per gallon than it was 5 years ago. And it's about the same as it was 1 year ago. Oil prices have stayed surprisingly low, despite global conflicts, geopolitical tension, and attempts by oil-producing nations to push prices higher. Several forces are working together to hold oil at lower levels, even when traditional indicators suggest the opposite. U.S. oil production is historically strong. American drillers are incredibly efficient, producing more with fewer rigs. When supply grows at this pace, it naturally puts downward pressure on prices. Even when OPEC announces production cuts, rising U.S. output offsets that effect. Demand hasn't surged the way that analysts had predicted. Remote work, improved fuel efficiency, renewable energy, and slower than expected economic growth in some major countries all contribute to flatter global consumption. When demand stalls, prices stay subdued. Compliance with OPEC production quotas is often inconsistent. Even small overproduction by a member nation adds extra barrels to the market, and then traders notice that, and the prices adjust quickly. There's also long-term psychology factor at play. Investors increasingly expect gradual growth in electric vehicles, renewable power, and alternative energy sources. Even if that transition takes decades, the expectation of lower long-term demand influences pricing today. Finally, global inventories remain relatively healthy. Storage levels are comfortable. There is less market urgency, and prices, once again, remain steady. While energy markets can always shift quickly, for now, the combination of high supply, moderate demand, and future-focused investor sentiment continues to keep prices unexpectedly low. And I'm sorry for my friends in the oil business because I feel for them. I want them to make some money. But then again, all of us going to the pump enjoy that end of it too. So supply and demand, that's welcome to the world of the economy. And of course, if you have any questions, give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
But generally talking about energy, they are going to make create a underground nuclear power plant down in southeast Kansas. You see that?
Well, the amount of energy that's needed by these tech companies to run all this AI is just astonishing. And so they are all independently investing in their own companies and creating any type of supply. Or what they're doing is they're moving to parts of the country that have cheap energy and are using it. The problem is, I can't remember what the numbers are, but they say that just one query on AI is an incredible amount of energy. And then also you need the energy to cool these things. These supercomputers have to be cooled and are using tremendous amounts of water to cool it.
Yeah.
And it's not that water is gone after they use it, but they have to use good clean water because otherwise it'll clog all the pipes. And so that's drinking water or irrigation water. And then anyway.
That's depressing.
Well, it's depressing, but you know what? It's commerce. It's business. It's the world.
It's the way we do it.
It's what's happening.
Hey, listen,
love me some AI.
So this afternoon, they're going to possibly lower the interest rates. Why is that so important to businesses?
Well, it lowers the cost of borrowing.
Yeah,
and
sure.
if you can expand your business, because often you'll borrow to hire more employees, to open up a new facility or something, then it's less expensive, and therefore it means even more profit, or you can lower your prices, and it just stimulates the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Although what I'm reading and what my analysts I follow are thinking is this might have very little effect on things, just because there is the anticipation that there's not going to be a lot of lowering going forward. I mean, there will be eventually, but not as quickly as they had anticipated, because they do think that there is a slowing in the economy, and the R word is starting to come up again, unfortunately.
The R word is creeping back up.
I hate to say it.
So Christmas parties, our Odyssey Christmas party is tonight.
I didn't get invited, but that's okay.
Again, this year you were snubbed.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to get that big award. But
the big award is the Employee of the Year.
I think so.
It's a little very not well kept secret that we have.
Yeah.
You were in the running.
I know. I'm sure I was. Like with everything, you know, I'm always in the running. Doesn't everybody get a trophy these days?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope. Listen,
so have you ever been to a really wild Christmas party over the years?
Does
TV get crazy? The TV people?
Actually, I do remember one from a previous station I worked at that was pretty crazy. Of course, you know, there was a second location involved.
Oh,
you
really?
Know, after they shut down the bar, everybody moved someplace else. And as they say, don't ever go to the second location because that's where the murder takes place. You know, so there was no murder, but
after the party, go home for crying.
Oh yeah. And I do remember having to work the next day. The good thing is I didn't have to be in until 2 p.m. I think I dragged myself in 30 minutes before the 5 o'clock show something.
All right. Well, we'll let you know what happened, okay?
Well, I want pictures of you with a lampshade on your head.
The lampshade? No. Well, it can be done. And looking at weather history, on this date in 2007, the costliest ice storm in Kansas history struck. Widespread moderate to heavy freezing rain coated nearly all of the state with 1 to 2 inches of ice. Some areas were overwhelmed by a staggering 2 to 4 inches of glaze. Around 260,000 people lost power. Many of them were in the dark for up to 2 weeks. Damage to the electrical infrastructure was around $136 million, costliest in Kansas history. And of that total, $37.5 million in damage was assessed in Reno County alone. Around 2,000 power poles and 7,900 spans of conductor were destroyed. The statewide damage was definitely conservative, as most counties didn't report their losses. Surprisingly, there were no fatalities. That was a big ice storm back in 2007. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
You know, just a little tiny bit of ice is just terrible, but man, you pick an inch or two, or three or four, wow. You can't stand up. Yeah. Your car will slide off the road without any, you know. Wow. That was a tough time. That was in 2007. All right, 6:14, Stephen Ted in the morning. This is Stephen Ted show number 7,073. 7073. And here we go this morning on a Wednesday. And December 10th, on this date 119 years ago, in 1906, Teddy Roosevelt was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating peace between Russia and Japan. That was in 1906. Teddy Roosevelt. Australia's social media ban for children 16 and under officially went into effect at midnight local time, and many child advocates and parents have welcomed the ban, a global first, calling it a move to protect and boost kids' mental health, anxiety levels, and self-esteem, even if there is confusion about whether companies can actually keep children off their apps and sites, which I think is possibly near impossible anyway. Social media platforms are required to take reasonable steps to prevent a child user who is 16 and under from creating or continuing to use a social media account or features that have a social media component to them. That's according to the new law in Australia. Companies under the law are required to deactivate or remove current accounts tied to users under 16, and prevent kids from creating new accounts or use workarounds to use the platforms. How are they going to do that? How does somebody at a company like that know that the person who's using it under 16? Do you know how that works, Ted?
That's well beyond my scope.
The only way you can do this is just take that cell phone that your kid has and take it away from them, you know? It's pretty easy.
No, it's one way.
It's pretty simple. But parents can't say no to their kids.
Parents can't do that. Yeah.
And they whine and wean and don't do their homework.
But then the parents say, well, the next time I want to call my kid when they're not within my sight, I can't do that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what?
My Which mom, is how it used to be.
My yeah. mom could never call me anywhere.
Right.
I made sure of that.
Parents of that's... That dynamic for parents has gone away.
Different
they
time,
constantly
Dad.
Want to know they can get in touch with their kid wherever they are.
A different time.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.